First of all, welcome back to Chaim. Baruch Hashem, Chaim made it out in one piece. We missed you. I didn't even know you were in trouble in the first place to even be worried about you. But now that we hear Baruch Hashem, you're doing well. We're right now, Yud Ayman Aleph, towards the top third of the page. If you remember, the Mishnah had given three cases, three scenarios of Dofen Akuma, Daf Yud Ayman Aleph. They've given three scenarios of Dofen Akuma, one of a classic case of Dofen Akuma, when you have the middle of a roof, kind of, you put schach atop it and pull the actual roofing off it. We had a case of the achsadra, the porches, that also had were acting as Dofen Akuma. And then we had the bad schach, the puzzle schach you put up, instead of kosher schach, as your Dofen Akuma. We mentioned each one is required. We get the reasons already why that was the case. Amar Rabba, asher chasinhu l'rabbanan de beirav, d'yasi v'ka'amri. There's a whole new sugya, by the way. Of your posel b'shosha, schach posel, posel barba. So the Gemara tells over a story of the or an event. Rabba finds with the rabbanan of the Beis Medrash of Rab that are sitting and they're saying over the following halachic din. If you have avir, if you have airspace and a sukkah, so it ruins the sukkah with three tefachim. If you have bad schach in the sukkah, it ruins the sukkah with four tefachim. So airspace is three tefachim, bad schach is four tefachim. This is what Rab over here is listening to these rabbis in the Beis Medrash of Rab speaking about. Vamina luhu, this is Rabba talking. I said to them, what's that?
Vamina luhana.
Oh no, thank you. I told them, of your deposel b'shloshim min aluchu, where do you know three tefachim of airspace is a problem? Our Mishnah. It's now learning Mishnah. Here is a sikoch me'ad defaros shloshim tefachim psula. If you have a distance from the schach to the wall, three tefachim, it knocks out the sukkah. It ruins the sukkah. So schach pasul nami lo livs lo elba arba amos. And if the source of your din of having airspace that ruins the sukkah, being three tefachim, is from the Mishnah of Yudayim Aleph, then should it not be that bad schach, the source is also from the same Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Yudayim Aleph, right after the discussion of the airspace, that if you have four amos of bad schach from the wall to the kosher schach, it's also possible. Shouldn't that be also the amount of bad schach required to ruin a sukkah, says Rabba? Now we quote the Mishnah. Now we're in the Mishnah. Bai shenuches v'sikech al gabav. If you have a home, and again, quoting our Mishnah, Yuzayim and Aleph, a home that has part of the home has taken off the roof, or part of the roof has caved in, you put schach on top of that area, or you take part of the roof off, you put schach on top of that area, al gabav. Im yesh bein hasikuch l'kos al da'al amos psula. If you have four amos of bad schach, the real roof, until you get to the good schach, then it's puzzle. So the same place where we had three tefachim of airspace, in the same mission we have four amos of bad schach. And if we're going to suggest that our mission of Yudzayim on Aleph is the source for how much airspace ruins the sukkah, then shouldn't we in turn assume also that the amount of bad schach ruining the sukkah is really four amos and not four tefachim? Vamru li, and they said back to me, the Bei Rabbanan, the Bei Rab, say back to me, says Rabba, bar mina dahi. Rashi explains what that means is, this proof you gave is not, meaning bar means excluder, outside of that example, meaning you brought down four amos, but you're not using it properly. You have to take that four amos of our Mishnah and take it out, meaning don't use that for an argument to explain how much schach puzzle ruins the sukkah. Why? Because the Gemara, Dahi, the Rav Shmuel, sorry. Yeah, Dahi, that case. No, Barmei Dahi, I'm sorry. The Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Rav Shmuel both say, Mishum Dofen Akuma Naguba, that the Mishnah has been impacted, the rule of the Mishnah is based upon the concept of Dofen Akuma. It's not called schach puzzle at that point in time. It's called a wall. Really, four amos would be puzzle on the side, not because four amos of schach puzzle is puzzle, is because four amos from the side loses the status that we have called Dofen Akuma. So in reality, they say, don't look at that part of the Mishnah as being any source whatsoever about schach puzzle. It's not called schach puzzle. It's called a wall. A wall can have four amos horizontally before it makes a too big disconnect between the vertical wall and the kosher schach. So instead of looking at the Mishnah that has three tefachim of airspace and then four amos of bad schach, that's not talking about bad schach. That's talking about how far you can extend the wall over. But if you would take this wall, this four amos, and move, or even say it was two amos, and move it off of the wall, smack in the middle of the sukkah, That will ruin the sukkah. Even four tefachim of bad schach will ruin the sukkah. That's the response of the Rabbanan de Beirav back to the opinion, the position of Rabbah. Who did we remember? Just say it over again one more time. Mishnah brought down two cases or two types of amounts. Three tefachim of airspace knocks out the wall to the schach, and four amos of bad schach knocks out the wall to the schach. The Rabbanan of the base manager of Rav said that the shear of problematic airspace and bad schach is airspace is three tefachim, bad schach is four tefachim. Says Rabbah, one second. Three tefachim is from our Mishnah. Well, if you take the Mishnah as a source for bad news for the sukkah, well, shouldn't the amount of bad schach be four amos? That's what our Mishnah says. Three tefachim is airspace problematic, and four amos is bad schach problematic. To which the base manager of Rav, the Rabban of the base manager of Rav, responds and says, no, don't touch that. Leave the Mishnah alone. It wasn't a discussion about bad schach. It was a discussion involving a katzu called Dofen Akuma. It's not bad schach. It's an extra part of the wall. And therefore, leave it alone. And you can do without the comparison between the airspace of the Mishnah Yud Zayin Aleph and the extended wall of four amos on the same Mishnah Yud Zayin Amun Aleph. Okay. Says Rabbah now back to the base medrash, the Rabban of the Beirav. V'amin luhu ana. And I said back to them, Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos me'arba. V'avir pachos mishlosha. Mai. Which means, what would it be? Ma ilu. What would it be if there was schach pasul less than four tefachim, according to you, Rabban of the Beirav? And you had avir less than three tefachim. Meaning, you have right now, let's say, five tefachim of bad, two of which were airspace, and three of which are bad schach. Five tefachim of bad news. What's the din? My, what would be the lach in that case? Gemara says ksheira. That would be kosher, right? Because neither amount is problematic yet. You haven't hit three tefachim airspace, nor have you hit four tefachim of bad schach. Now, mal ye bishipu did my. If I take, again, two tefachim of airspace, and I fill in one of those tefachim with Shipudin, which is something that's makabel tumah, it's metal, it's these rods, these spits. And I fill in that airspace with bad schach. So now I have left still five tefachim of bad news, but one tefach of that bad news is air, and four tefachim of the bad news is bad schach. What happens in that case, he wants to know. Mai, what's it did? Psula, obviously it's possible. Why? Because you've reached a poisonous amount of bad schach, four tefachim. Says the Gemara now, one second, let's just think it out for a second. If we know that bad schach is more lenient than no schach, how do we know? Because the shear for no schach is three tefachim. The shear for bad tefach is four tefachim, which means it requires more bad schach to be a problem. So avir is more poisonous, it's worse than bad schach. If I replace avir with bad schach, you'd imagine we'd be doing a better job, a better service for our sukkah. But we find the opposite to be true. I took one tefach of nothing, and I turned to bad schach, which means it should be an upgrade in my sukkah. And in the end, it made it from kosher to pasul. So how could you be correct? Rabbah asks the Rabban and the Bay Rav. My psula. We say, below ye avir apostle b'shlosha, kischach apostle apostle b'arba. Should the avir that ruins with three tzvachim not be worse than the schach apostle which ruins with four tzvachim? Meaning avir is more dangerous than schach pasul. I replace the more dangerous with the less dangerous. And I worsen my sukkah? I ruin my sukkah?
The limits of bad.
Correct, exactly. But he's bothered by that. You'll see why in a minute. Rabbah's bothered by that. And Rabbah says, if you're going from a more strict situation, and you're replacing the strict situation with more lenient stuff, and by doing so, you're ruining your sukkah, why should that be the case? And we'll explain the more details in 1 minute from now. But the point over here is right now the Gemara is suggesting he's challenging the idea of three tefachim of airspace and four tefachim of bad schach being the problem by showing that if I would take some airspace away and fill it with bad schach, which I'm making it less problematic, we would think, you're ruining the sukkah that way. So you must be incorrect with your numbers and your measurements. At which they say right back to him, please, you know, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Says the Gemara, Amr Lee, they say back to me, Ihachi, if so, meaning if you want to critique me for what I just explained, Lidach Nami, you also have the same problem. The Amart that you say, Schach Pasul Posul Barba Amos. Meaning, your Sukkah puzzle is so lenient. It requires 4 amos of amount in order to ruin the Sukkah. It's so lenient. Now let's take your case. Ma'ilu ika schach puzzle puzzles me dalat amos. I have now 3.9 amos of bad schach. And I have avir pachim shlosha. And I have avir, I have airspace less than 3 tvachim. Neither one being the route. My, what's it did? Kshera. Even though I have right now 4 amos plus of bad stuff, not 5 tvachim, but 4 amos, meaning 4 to 5 times that amount of bad stuff, but split up between bad schach and airspace, neither one having the right amount, or the wrong amount, I should say, whatever the bad amount. It's kosher. Now let's say I took Malia Bishipu and take that 2 tvachim of airspace, and I fill 1 tefach of it with bad schach, equaling now a combined total of 4 amos with bad schach. My, what's it din? Psula. What are you asking me a question for, Rabba? Let's just change the dimensions, change the amount, and you have the mamash, the same exact discussion. How come you can't see that the question you're asking me, it goes right back on you again? Again, what's the question? You're pointing out that bad schach is more lenient than no schach. And you're pointing out anyways that based on my amount, says the Rabbanan Debei Rav, saying if I would take away some of the worst stuff, which is nothing, and I add bad schach, which is less serious than no schach, it hurts my sukkah, ruins my sukkah. You have the same problem. Just instead of saying the word for tzvachim, say the word for amos, and you're the same problem I have. So what are you busy busting my chops for? Why are you giving me a hard time, he wants to know. So we say back to him again, lo ye avir aposel b'shlosha, kisach pasel aposel b'arba amos. Same question you asked me, I asked back to you. Why should avir, that is, pasel with 3 tzvachim, it shouldn't be just as bad, if not worse, than bad schach, which is much more required to ruin the sukkah, which is 4 amos to ruin the sukkah? So now it seems to be, it's a pretty obvious question. It's like, how could Rabbi miss that one? So Rabbi says, you and I are talking apples and oranges over here. Let me tell you why, he says. You think it's not a question on me, even though it sounds like one. Why not? Amin Luana, and I said back to them, hi, my, what is this? Meaning, what kind of a question are you asking me? That's not a bother at all for me. Bishlam lididi, meaning for me it's good, it makes sense. The amina arba amos mishum shiura belav shiuru. I'm right now on top of his item of base. Meaning for me, who says the din of 4 amos, it's not stam an amount. It's a measurement according to Rashi. That's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. We know that shiurim, if you remember shiurim measurements, this was not listed as far as our shiurim we had back on daf vav. Hey, Hemabez, Vav Maralef, right? Hemabez, Vav Maralef, all the shirim that we had. That was usually with the Eretz Chita, that whole thing. Well, part of what we have is that there are certain shirim of Sukkah that are like love with 3 tzvachim. Halakha Moshe Sinai. Dofen Akuma, 4 amos, in theory, up to now, without Halakha Moshe Sinai. There are certain rules that we have. What are you busy over here? He says, you don't understand. I didn't say this. The reason why 4 amos is there is because it's a shir. It's shura. Halakha Moshe Sinai, says Rashi. And belav shuru, and 3 plus amos, 3.9 amos, is not the amount that ruins the sukkah as far as the shir goes. And also, high lav shuru. And according to Rashi over here, not the Rashi over here, but the way the Gemara explains it, and this also, meaning the airspace is not a shir, meaning they're 2 different shirim.
Apples and oranges.
They're apples and oranges. Each one has their own amount. And those amounts, neither one is realized yet. The moment that you make one hit that amount, it's puzzled. It's not because it's a gap between space to space. It's because each one, the apples aren't enough apples, and the oranges aren't enough oranges to be a problem. If I take an apple, make it an orange, that might be enough. But it's not. But however, he's over here. However, we'll give it to one more line. Halav shiruhu, kevun de lo shavu shiruai ladade, lo mitzarfi. And since these are apples and oranges, as he pointed out, since these shiurim, the amounts, are not equal to each other, then you can't be starving, you can't combine this apple to this orange to create a fruit salad of problems. You can't do that. And therefore, each one is independent. Each one is still in the realm of being mevatel to the overall good of the sukkah. And therefore, this sukkah is not possible until you take away one to add to the other. And by doing so, you might create a problem because you hit the amount, according to Rashi again, of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, of being a problem. An important part is to understand. Rashi over here understands our Mishnah, and Davi Zayim Aleph, not to be Dofen Akuma. Not Dovna Kuma base. It's just four amos. How many four amos were on the side of the wall? But it's just telling you four amos is a bad amount. Three tzvachim that we have in our sukkah, in our Mishnah also, the tzvachim is next to the wall. It's a bad amount wherever you go. The same way that the case of three tzvachim was near the wall, that happened to be, that's where it was, and so too was our four amos, but according to the Gemara Rashi was right now, that could have been anywhere. Three tzvachim in the middle of the sukkah, what possibly your sukkah with of your three tzvachim. And similarly, it requires four amos in the middle of your sukkah, the possible sukkah, not only medofen, but even the middle. It's not mitam dofen akuma, it's mitam, that's the shear, that's the measurement, that's the amount that is required in order to ruin the sukkah. I'm bothered by that. Now that I'm saying it over, I'm bothered by that. I'm bothered by that a little bit. If it's not dofen akuma, why have three cases about it? If you remember, we needed to explain three cases by dofen akuma because it was really a kula. It was allowing us to use dofen akuma even though each one was further away from being a real good wall. So if you hold, it's not about the dofen akuma, it's about dafka, four amos, wherever you want to have them in the sukkah, then why mention three cases like that? That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi, top of Yizayim Abayis. Look at Rashi. Tushiru v'lav shiru. The arba amos have a shiru lifsol. Upachas mikan eno shiru lifsol. The ein ha'etam ishom dofen akuma. Rashi says it. Elakach shiru lifsol. Ach, what we've seen, like kishar kol shirun. When Rashi explains Rabba's shita, that it's not the four, again, 10 of three tzvachim in the Mishnah was not, it was a psul that you could have anywhere in the sukkah. It happened to be next to the schach. Maybe that's the most common problem that you might have, but it's not mitam of being near the schach, it's the wall. It's anywhere in the sukkah, three tzvachim, the airspace would be a problem. Mistama, the way Rashi explains it for sure, four amos similarly was near the wall, but it wasn't dofen akuma issue. Anytime you have four amos, anywhere in your sukkah would be a problem, wherever it's going to be. So Rashi says, it's not dofen akuma. That's the case. And what in the world is the Mishnah having three cases like that for? Each case was more extreme than the next as far as letting dofen akuma would be good. If you're not dofen akuma, why give me three cases in the Mishnah? You hear the question? Let's go back for a second. Why did the Mishnah give three cases? Mishnah we did together on Thursday night. Why are the three cases in the Mishnah? Each case was another chiddush you wouldn't have realized would still be part of the wall. I mean, it's a kula. Even if it was, the wall was not made for the sukkah, it was made for the inside. Or even if you use mamash bad schach, we can still extend the wall that way. Meaning, it was being mechadish, dofen akuma even works here, even over here. If you say it's not dofen akuma, you're saying that these four amos of bad stuff anywhere you want. It's not based on the wall at all. I don't care where the whole point we thought was that the wall is not meant to go that way, it's meant to go that way. If it's not talking about the wall at all, if it meant anywhere in the sukkah, then why do you have three cases in the Mishnah that are not dofen akuma related? I'm only thinking now that I'm talking out loud with you. I don't, it doesn't make sense to me right now, but I don't want to answer that question yet. Maybe we'll think about it as we get a little further on. We'll try to see if we can find an answer to it. But I don't know if it's based on that. Okay, anyways. Says the Gemara. So therefore, for me, it's pretty easy, says Rabbah. My rationale, the way I can defend myself, is that I'm talking about halacha Moshe Sinai, which have very specific amounts. It's not talking about stam separating between good point of the schach to good point of the schach with a lot in the middle. It's because there's a shear of problematic amounts, and we haven't touched upon that amount. But it doesn't matter about separating between schach and schach. It's true, but it wouldn't be in the middle of the sukkah, though. It would only be in the side of the sukkah. He wants to say this is a shear, that's a problem wherever you are in the sukkah, even in the middle. I mean, he gives you much more leeway because the Mishnah is saying whatever three tefachim of airspace. By the way, it is true. Three tefachim of airspace is a problem both in the side and the middle. It's not because it's a wall. It's a stam, it's the case. So he assumes, and why is four amos different? So he's right. If dofen akuma is like Mishnah, when we hold by that, it's true. But over here he's suggesting that's not the issue we have over here. It's the issue we have anywhere in the sukkah. Okay. So now we have the following. Well, how's it different than the case of the Rabbanan de Bei Rav? El didchu, but according to you rabbis in the base manager of Rav, the amrisu shir mishma flaga, the measurement was not a halakha Mishnah Sinai discussion. It was distancing good schach from good schach. How much distance could you have before you knock out the good schach? Haflaga means separation, distance. So mali is probably b'schach pasul. Malis Pali Bischach Pasul Avir. Once you have a gap between good and good, why do I care if that gap is comprised of just bad schach or bad schach and airspace? Bottom line is, you have too big of a gap between good and good spot. Why would you ever have different amounts? And why different amounts, whatever they are, why can't they combine to make a combined bad amount? Is he asking over here, why do you have three and four tzvachim? Or is he asking, why can't we add together equal more than four? I mean, what's his question? Is he asking why there are different amounts between the two, the non-schach, the airspace and the schach?
According to you, Rabbi, there should be no difference of having bad schach next to air. They should be able to combine. It's an issue of haflaga, of having something not good.
Yeah, but then you haven't got the right to match the not good.
You don't care about that.
Because it's not about its own independent reality of being not good. It's about separating good from good. I don't care. I care that you're separating good from good. It's not about creating a shame bad. Bad schach. It's about separating good from good. And if you have too big of a gap, it's just, you know, like back when we were younger, you have the game of tag. You can touch someone, electricity, you're on the base, everyone's in the base still.
Yeah, but we're saying that amount is not bad.
Correct. Meaning each, what amount is not bad? Three tzvach, less than three of air, less than four. That's true, but if each one of them is not as sheer, Allah Khabash Yasin is sheer. But each one is basically that's too much of bad. You know, that's either airspace of three or a bad tzvach of four, it's too much of bad together. So if I have five altogether, if I have five tzvachim of bad altogether, then shouldn't that be a problem? I don't care how you break it down. That's the question. That's the Gemara's question. Is once it's not about creating a shame bad schach, like a Sinai bad schach, like four amos would be a shame of a sheer of bad schach. But you made up the number. So look at Rashi over here. Rashi's over here. He says, "Didchu damrisu shiura didu mishum haflaga." Read it for Rashi inside. "Daha arba dekamrisu l'tan lebe masnisin linyan schach pasul." The four tzvachim of bad schach, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah anywhere. Meaning you invented that amount. You didn't base off of Mishnah. You invented that amount. And where is this svar known to you? Meaning, where do you get this svar from? Because we assume four tvachim is the minimal shear of an important amount. We had it before, remember we had it earlier on when it came to the Sogavi Sukkah. Four tvachim is the minimal shear of significant makum. The minimal shear. So you invented that. You said, oh, you know what? If I have four tzvachim, which means it's an important amount, separating piece from piece, it's too much. That would be a problem. You separate distance good from good. But you made up that amount. You made it up. So you're saying right now, this also, this bad tzvach, out of the world of Shabbos, the world of Sukkah, would be a makom of itself, and you'd be creating a problem. And you'd be creating a separation between Sukkah A and Sukkah B by having too much in the middle. But the point is, which one? Yeah, correct. Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. Anyways, so the problem is now, based upon that, so then why in the world would five tefachim combined of bad and air, neither one hitting the required amount, why according to you is that okay? If I took an airspace away and put a bad tzach there, it would be a problem, right? Which means there's too much distance between good and good. I don't care how you break it down. With me, it's not about distance. It's about creating a shame of a problem, creating bad schach above the amount. It's not about distancing one side to the other side. So you have no kasha on me, but I have a kasha on you. So Amar Leh Abaye. Sorry. Okay. Amar Leh Abaye. Abaye says, back to Rabbah. Ulamar, according to Master, according to Rabbah, who's trying to point out over here, don't combine the amounts because they're really apples and oranges. Nihi delo shavu shirai basukah gdola. Nihi means granted. I'll give it to you that the amounts required for bad schach and no schach are not the same. Lo shavu shirayu in sukkah gdola when it comes to a large sukkah. A large sukkah, Rabbah would say, requires four amos of bad schach or three tefachim of no schach to be a problem. I agree; those are not the same amounts. Not even close. But sukkah ketana milo shavu shirayu. But regarding a sukkah ketana, they are the same. If I have three tvachim three tvachim of either bad schach or no schach, would I not have now a problem in both sukkahs? If I have bad schach, three tvachim, or no schach, three tvachim, I have an equal problem.
Four.
What's that?
Four tvachim is the problem.
No, then it would be different. There would be different amounts then.
Seven.
That's true. So you're suggesting right now, look at Rashi here. Milo Shavu Shirayu. I mean, I thought also it was four originally. Why? Both would be three tvachim. The kevod denafik mitoras lavud, since it's no longer called lavud, chashuv libitzurei lishurei nesukah. It's going to be enough to consider it a subtracting, lessening of the amount of the sukkah. The kevod neshavu shirayu linyan shum sukkah lead starfu. And since they are equal regarding the small sukkah that once is three tvachim worth of something that's not kosher, either no schach or bad schach, it no longer can be counted. It's not lavud. It's not lavud anymore. Meaning it's separated from using a schach. You don't have any more the right amount of schach. You don't need enough walls. You need to have enough schach to be 7x7. You don't have 7x7 tvachim of schach anymore, right? You're missing the tvachim of schach because lavud knocks out the connection. Therefore, you have only whatever you have together. And therefore, we see they do in fact share rules of measurements. And once they share it in one place, we would say you could combine them over here as well. And therefore, the question is back on Rabbah again. Rabbah, here you are telling us that don't look to combine these amounts, that it's got to be considered apples and oranges. Why? Because they're night and day. They don't have anything in common. So we say it's not true. They have something in common. In a small circle, they actually have the same exact amount in common. Three tvachim would be the same for both bad schach and no schach. And therefore, if they share qualities in some area, then they're the same type of psul, and we should be able to combine them in other areas as well. That's more of an assumption of hearing the question.
That's
something about
small sukkah, when one amount.
Is both bad schach and no schach, which means they share qualities. So therefore, even when they're different, they still have shared qualities. Elsewhere, we should be able to say, it's not oil and water, it's oil and different type of oil. But at least there's still the same type of psul that we should be able to combine them together. So to that, the Gemara says, Rabbi says back, Amarlei, Hasam Labishum the Shavu Shirayla Dadeh. It's not the who. It's not because they are sharing qualities that have now similarities in different areas, depending on if he goes big sukkah or small sukkah. We shouldn't less at least sure the sukkah. The issue is, it's not an issue of you ruin the sukkah if you don't have a sukkah. You don't have enough dimension for sukkah and then you've posseled it. We actually had a similar discussion we had earlier on, if you remember. Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. We asked the Kasha regarding, this is on Daf, the Naklitin and the Kila, Daf Yudam Abez, I think it was. Yudam Abez? Yudam Abez? Yudam Abez. Yudam Abez. The Gemara there discussed the case. It said that there's a difference between creating the shame of an ohel or ruining a whole entire sukkah, if you remember. Creating a shame of an ohel will ruin a certain area where you are. But to ruin the whole sukkah is a different ballpark altogether. So here he's saying the following thing. I'm not suggesting that what we're doing right now is we are posseling the sukkah. You just don't have the amount that's required to be called a sukkah in the first place. It's not a good sukkah with enough dimension that you're ruining. You don't have a good sukkah. It's like missing three walls. You don't have enough walls. It's not called a sukkah anymore. Therefore, regarding that, they don't share any qualities. You have to ignore the bad schach. You have to ignore it. You're left with not enough schach to be called a kosher sukkah. So I didn't passel a good sukkah with a big space. What I did was, the space didn't let it get off the ground to be called a sukkah in the first place. It's not called shared qualities. It's not a common denominator. It means you don't have enough kosher schach. That's all it means. But no one passeled the sukkah. It was anything to be passeled in the first place. And therefore, Rabbah sticks to his guns, and Rabbah assumes, based upon that, they share nothing ever with each other. To recap what we said up till now, we'll stop over here. The Gemara again start off and discuss how much space is required to ruin a sukkah, if it's air or if it's bad schach. Three tvachim, four tvachim, according to the Rabbanan. Rabbah says no, three tvachim of airspace, but four amos. Because after all, Rabbah says back to the Rabbanan, where do you get your numbers from? You die, Mishnah, Yafi, Yizayim, Ralph. Well, so do I. Four amos is what it says over there. It's not open akumas, four amos. Not only that, he says, but I'll even prove to you you're wrong. And he showed them that if you take away the more problematic part and you add in that space less problematic part, according to you, you'd ruin your sukkah. It makes no sense. They said back to him, same thing with you. He says, not the same thing with me. Because by me, it's a whole different ballgame. By me, it's not about how separate the two parts schach are. It's about halacha of Sinai of a certain amount of schach that would be bad. That would be called a problematic amount. And I have a mishnah I'm going on. It's a shear. The mishnah gave an amount, and that amount halacha of Sinai, he doesn't have to talk about it. It's not logic based. It's not how far apart it is. We ask the kash ourselves why three cases of the mishnah. Tzarich iyun gadol. If you ask my opinion, I don't know the answer to that question right now. We'll get back to it. Not kadol, but gadol. However, according to you, he says so how, it's being mafli. How far apart is? What does it matter whether what's made of? It's too far apart. And since again, as Rabbi said as well, since mine are different amounts, you can't think to combine them together. There's no reason to think to add on bad plus this bad and that bad. It's a different bad. You shouldn't combine them. But you, it's all the same concept of separating tzchach from tzchach, and therefore it shouldn't matter what it is. We say back to him, what do you mean? Your amount's the same also when it comes to small sukkah. He said, it's not the same amount. It's not an amount issue. I don't know, it's like having too small of a sukkah. I didn't ruin your sukkah, I just never got off the ground. Top over there, I'm going to this bleed on it. Tomorrow I'm going to send in the tape, hopefully. That is the end of the shir, yeah.
Would you say the same thing, didn't get it off the ground? If it started off well,